Ministri inostranih poslova zemalja članica Evropske unije zatražili su danas od jugoslovenskog predsjednika Slobodana Miloševića da prihvatanjem sporazuma o Kosovu iskoristi posljednju šansu za mirno rješenje kosovske krize. Evropska unija traže predsjednika Miloševića da promeni svoj kurs obstrukcije i da prihvatanjem izbalansiranog sporazuma koji je predložila kontakt grupa iskoristi posljednju šansu za mirno rješenje, navodi se u tekstu zaključaka o Kosovu koje su danas popodne u Briselu usvojili šefovi diplomatije Evropske unije. Šefovi diplomatije su od jugoslovenskih vlasti najoštrije zatražile da hitno prekinu nasilje na Kosovu i upozorile su na najteže posljedice sa kojima će Savezna Republika Jugoslavija biti suočena ako ne prihvati ponuđeni sporazum. Savet NATO je danas saopštio da generalni sekretar NATO Javier Solana završava konsultacije sa saveznicima o Kosovu, kao i da je ovlastio Solanu da odluči o širem spektru vazdušnih operacija ako to bude potrebno. Kao odgovor na nastavljenu tvrdoglavost Beograda i represiju, generalni sekretar NATO, kome je Savet NATO-a 30. januara dao ovlašćenje da odluči o vazdušnim operacijama, završava svoje konsultacije sa saveznicima ka tom cilju, navodi se u saopštenju Saveta NATO. Vojska Jugoslavije će se vratiti redovnim mirnodopskim zadacima odmah po prestanku terorističkih provokacija i pretnji NATO, saopštio generalštab Vojske Jugoslavije. Svojom aktivnošću Vojska Jugoslavije ne ugrožava susedne zemlje, kao ni, kako se navodi, šiptarsko stanovništvo. Stoji u saopštenju u kojem se dodaje da Vojska Jugoslavije energično odbacuje neosnovane konstrukcije o neprimernoj upotrebi sile i tendenciozne optužbe za pogoršanje bezbedonosne situacije na Kosovu i Metohiji. Delegacija vlade Srbije održala je sastanak kojim je predsjedavao šef državne delegacije na razgovorima o Kosovu Ratko Marković, a učestvovao i predsjednik Srbije Milan Milutinović. Delegacija je usvojila izveštaj o aktivnostima i toku razgovora u Rambujeu i Parizu na posljednjenu političkog sporazuma za Kosovo i Metohiju i uputila ga vladi Srbije. Poslanici Skupštine Srbije sutra će na prvom redovnom zasedanju u ovoj godini razmatriti taj izveštaj.
B92 Vesti.
Srbija.
Ma nemojte se, ljudi, još sad na svu našu muku i koškati. Šta vam je? Sve šta nam...
Srbija.
Jesam li mu lepo rekao da ne istrčava nigde napred, razumiješ da se drži pozadnje, jako, moj mile, odmah za žvalavi, ma ne treba Đovana srećom tražiti.
Đovan, jesam, ali nisam hoštapler i ne običavam ono što ne mogu dimati.
Pa slušajte, sad je kraj. Prestanite da se kačite, inače ću nekog od vas dvojice da prebijem, i onako se već kilim.
A znači, u temi je stvari. Sad biste da me se otarasite, ja sam na smeti, je?
Mile, nemoj da tupiš, ne vidi da smo u šah mat poziciji.
Ova nedelja je nedelja dana razgovora.
B92
In this afternoon's news, Richard Holbrooke to meet Milosevic in half an hour, and NATO steps up the scale of planned airstrikes on Yugoslavia. US envoy Richard Holbrooke met the three international Kosovo mediators, Chris Hill, Wolfgang Petrich and Boris Majorski, at the Russian embassy this afternoon. The mediators are now meeting Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. Holbrooke is expected to meet Milosevic at 6:30 p.m. Holbrooke told Radio B92's Aleksandar Vasovic a short time ago that he was in Belgrade to attempt to persuade Serb authorities to change their position on the contact group's peace proposal for Kosovo and to warn them of the consequences if they did not. NATO today authorized Secretary General Javier Solana to step up limited airstrikes on Yugoslavia to a broader range of air operations if Belgrade refused to yield on the Kosovo peace agreement. A NATO official quoted by Reuters said that these would include a much more diverse list of targets, a much more intensive pace of operations, and an expanded area of operations. The official also said that NATO was urging the Kosovo Liberation Army to refrain from acts which would give Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic justification for further attacks. Solana is authorized to undertake the broader action if he deems it necessary to avert a humanitarian tragedy in Kosovo. NATO airstrikes on Serbia could begin as early as tomorrow evening if US envoy Richard Holbrooke fails to convince Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic to accept the Rambouillet Agreement, according to a NATO official in Brussels, quoted by Reuters today. The same official said that Milosevic's security forces were conducting a broad offensive in Kosovo in the belief that the UÇK could be swept away within a week. He added that now that Kosovo Albanians had signed the peace proposal, NATO had a moral obligation to protect them and stop the offensive. The same diplomat is quoted as saying that because of the escalation of the conflict in Kosovo and the departure of the OSCE's verification mission, there was probably no more than 24 hours left for diplomacy. Deputy Serbian Prime Minister Ratko Marković today met diplomats from about 50 countries in the Serbian government building, according to state media this afternoon. Marković, who was also head of the government's delegation in France, said at the meeting that a number of countries and organizations were using threats and pressures to force Serbia to accept an agreement which meant the eventual secession of Kosovo. The Deputy Prime Minister emphasized that no country or organization had the right to apply such pressure and that it could not solve anything but would only encourage separatism and terrorism. However, he said the Serbian government still believed that dialogue was an option. Yugoslav Foreign Minister Živadin Jovanović also attended the meeting. Serb security forces today launched an artillery attack against villages in the Drenica area, according to the Kosovo Information Center. The Kosovo Albanian Human Rights Committee also reported that 16 Albanians had been killed in Srbica during the weekend. Serb sources have not so far confirmed the Srbica clashes. About 25,000 residents have fled the Drenica area, according to UNHCR spokesman Fernando Del Mundo. The Kosovo Information Center says that 15,000 Albanians have left the Srbica region. A police statement today said that the Pristina-Podgievo road would remain closed to traffic today because of terrorist sniper activity. Bus transport between Pristina and Belgrade has been rerouted via Kosovska Mitrovica and Gniljane. NATO troops in Macedonia would not participate in attacks on Yugoslav army targets, the alliance's spokesman in Macedonia, Major Ian Yostin, said today. Yostin said, however, that the troops would respond rapidly to any military threat in Macedonia. The NATO spokesman also said that the troops in Macedonia were a peacekeeping force and would not be involved in any offensive actions. The next news in English on Radio B92 will be at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon.
Radio B92. English.
Ne bi Zeta uzao za političara.
Šta kažem, mogli bi naći jednog Srbina koji bi vodio zemlju kako treba. Ne propastija narod, vidiš. I serali su ga da plaćaju banke, da štampaju pare koliko im treba. To su ga iserali.
Da bi bio političar, on bi trebao da bude zaista podoban psihički.
Onako čisto hipotetično.
Ono što je iza nas, ono što jeste i ono što nam možda preostaje. In Medias Press, aktuelni politički magazin.
Dobar dan, poštovani slušalci. Ovih dana svi postavljamo sebi mnogobrojna pitanja, a ono koje je najbitnije i koje se nadnosi nad svima nama je hoće li biti bombardovanje. Evo jednog redosleda pitanja o kojima biste u narednih nekoliko dana mogli da razmislite. Da li će se ostvariti pretnje Zapada da NATO bombarduje ciljeve u Jugoslaviji? Da li je moguća okupacija Savezne Republike Jugoslavije od strane NATO trupa i koliko bi vojnika bilo za to neophodno? Kakav je interes NATO-a i Zapada da se stacionira u Jugoslaviji? Imajte pri svemu tome na umu da kada su se slične operacije vodile u Hrvatskoj i Bosni i Hercegovini, NATO trupe su imale kao pešadijsku podršku armiju Hrvatske i armiju Bosne i Hercegovine. Da li možda NATO ovim pretnjama i eventualnim bombardovanjem i eventualnim napadom na Saveznu Republiku Jugoslaviju pokušava da albanskoj separatističkoj i terorističkoj i kako je sve već ne oslobodilačkoj vojsci Kosova ne doturi teško naoružanje i artiljeriju i da na taj način osposobi tu paravojnu formaciju da izvrši posao onoga što su izvršile armije Hrvatske i Bosne i Hercegovine. Poslednje pitanje za danas, šta smo mi učinili da ih u tome sprečimo? Mislite o tome. Kada su pre više godina NATO trupe napale Irak prvi put i kada se desio taj vazdušni udar, nekoliko sati pre početka svega toga na svim programima radija i televizija u Iraku mogla se čuti upravo ova pesma. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul to save. Round when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain, made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg rang and the finest thing. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. Oh yeah, I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah, I was watching the glee while you kicked that queen, bought the tender cage. Oh,